Hello, everybody. We're here in beautiful downtown Easton. College Hill. We're on College Hill in Easton, outside of the Williams Arts Center on the beautiful campus of Lafayette College. I'm here with Marta Kepko, who's the Director of Arts Marketing for Lafayette College.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about all things art at Lafayette. So, number one, thank you so much for having me today. And it's a beautiful day. We lucked out.
Wonderful, yes.
We're going to walk around a little on campus. If you haven't been on campus, did you know that you can come to Lafayette and just walk around campus? We were discussing this. Something that you're allowed to do.
Bring your dog.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. You're on top of the hill and you're more than welcome. We saw a couple people doing it. But Marta, we're here to talk about art. So
yes.
Can you tell me, for people who maybe are unfamiliar with the arts at Lafayette, let's hear more about it. And then we're going to take a tour. We're going to talk to a couple people and have a lot of fun. So Marta. Kick us off.
All right. So, as mentioned, I'm Marta, and I kind of do marketing communication for the arts at Lafayette, which, as you mentioned, is all the arts at Lafayette. So that includes the Williams Center for the Arts that we're going to walk into now, and that's on College Hill. And we can kind of venture in there in a second.
Yep.
But just to kind of give an overview of what the arts at Lafayette does. So we present music, theater, dance, film screenings. We also do lectures, workshops. So anything that you can think of related to the arts, we present it. It's for our campus community, but also for the Lehigh Valley community. A lot of those events are free. All of them, if not free, are definitely sort of priced well so that we can kind of embrace our community. And really our goal is to kind of share arts and culture and enrich everybody's experience.
Right. And to make sure that the community knows that they're welcome on campus and they're welcome to these performances and they should be checking out what's coming.
That's right.
Because there's a lot of stuff going on right in your backyard you
that's
might
right.
not know about.
Exactly.
It. And that's what we're here to do, is to tell you more
about it. Tell you about what's happening now, and then hoping that you'll sort of explore what's happening later.
Sure. So, let me turn this around. We are at the heartbeat, I would say, right? Is this the heartbeat of arts at Lafayette? Can you tell us more about the Morris R. Williams Center for the Arts? And we're going to walk inside. Let's see if we can handle this.
So, this building was built in, or erected in 1983. I'm sure it took longer than just 1 year, but that's the sort of when the ribbon cutting happened. And it houses the performance series.
See if we can get through here.
Perfect. It houses the performance series, and we'll meet Ty Furman, the director of the performance series, in a little bit. But this is our lobby. So the Williams Center for the Arts houses our theater, which seats just under 400. And it also houses the Williams Center Gallery and the Kirby Art Study Center.
And I would imagine some of the exhibits that we're looking at here change from time to time.
Yes. So this one in the lobby right now is actually an exhibit, which is a traveling exhibit on Thomas Mann, Democracy Will Win. So it's a really interesting sort of visual history leading up to current events and how that history sort of relates to what's happening now in politics. So you can come and view that at any time. The piece up top is actually a commissioned piece that's been installed and will stay up probably for the next year. And then if you turn around, I can actually turn this on for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
When in Rome.
I know.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
So I bet that looks amazing at night.
It does. Last year we had an artist by the name of Chilla Berman. She came and did a short residency here, and she, the gallery's actually commissioned this piece. So this is a piece that was done for Lafayette College artist. Yes. So this is the Williams Center Gallery. And right now we have an exhibit on display. Which celebrates Lafayette. Today's actually his birthday, so we celebrated that as well.
Happy birthday, Martin.
Yes. The name of the exhibit is The Land of Genuine Freedom, and it's curated by our curator from the libraries with collaboration with the galleries. So there's a lot of artifacts from our actual holdings, so our collections, and all of these.
Is this one of the... I love how fun this is.
I know it is, right? Yeah, so this would be sort of, you know, a card game, and you can kind of see that they've dressed Lafayette up
in
swag.
We are in front of the theater.
Yes.
We're going to talk to Ty.
Yes, we're going to talk to Ty. He's going to talk to us about performance series inside of our theater space, where performance series sort of takes the stage.
Let's go check it out.
Okay.
And we're here with Ty Furman, who's the executive director of the performance art series at the Williams Arts Center at Lafayette College. Hi, thank you so much for having us here.
My pleasure, absolutely.
Can you talk a little bit about, well, number one, how long have you been here? And talk a little bit about your job at Lafayette.
Yeah, so I started at Lafayette in July of 2023. And my role is to curate the performance series. And what that means is we have a season of 15, 16, 17 professional performance artists from around the world. And so I go to booking conferences and all kinds of opportunities to meet artists and meet their agents. And then we book them for a season that we present here in our stage, in our performance area, which is a 400-seat proscenium theater. It's large enough to fit dance and also intimate enough to have a great jazz trio or smaller group like that.
And talk a little bit about how it's unique to have a series like this on an actual campus.
Yeah.
You know, we're in downtown Easton, but we're on the campus of Lafayette. So how does that kind of make it unique and special?
Yeah, so there's a couple reasons I think it's unique. Is we're funded differently. We are funded by the college, but we can also increase that funding by getting grants and individual donors the way many performing arts centers work. But also that we are deeply embedded in the academic mission of the institution. Mm-hmm. And so that means that what I'm thinking about is not just what's going to appeal to the audience, which is always the case,
sure.
But also how does it support and help students learn, make connections, build community, understand humanity in a different way, and connect to, again, to the academic mission. So individual courses or even specific disciplines broadly.
So, I mean, that I could see that affecting, you know, maybe choosing between two different performances based on maybe, you know, what's going on that year and whether it's an academic climate or something like that.
Yeah, and sometimes it's about representation as well. So our campus is a diverse campus. We have students from all over the world. And so I want them to see themselves represented on our stage as well. But I think the other thing is that we are also deeply committed to the community and participate in the community.
Right.
We have 21,000 people come through these doors every year. So a colleague of mine talks about us as one of the gateways to our campus. And it's a way that you can come be part of the community because everyone is welcome here.
Mm-hmm.
And we do our best to keep our ticket prices accessible to everyone.
And I know that there are people who, you know, wouldn't miss a show. You know, they live in East, they've been to everything. But there are some that maybe they've moved here recently or they're just unfamiliar. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, embracing the public and making sure that they know that they're welcome to come to performances?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that me and my colleague Marta have been really working on is trying to get ourselves out in the community, introduce ourselves because we're both new to Lafayette, and make sure that people understand that we are a place where people can come. They're a place that you will see great art, but you will also meet amazing people. It's an intergenerational audience. Again, we try to keep it affordable. Mm-hmm. And we present dance, theater, and music. And so there's a wide variety of things that hopefully someone's interested in one thing or another, whether that's jazz, chamber music, world music, theater, dance.
I'll ask you, what are you looking forward to? Maybe, I don't want to, you know, one over the other, but are there some performances that you're really looking forward to this
fall? Oh, gosh. Well, I curated the whole season,
right.
So
it's like
they are all
kid.
My favorites. But my background is in theater, and so I have really tried to find very unique and moving theater pieces. Okay. There might be a little bit different from a standard 90-minute scripted play.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, we have this wonderful production called Song of the North, which is shadow puppets and live actors based on an ancient Persian love story where she is the heroine. Things like that really excite me, and being able to showcase something from a different culture, from a different part of history, but also in an amazingly contemporary way with our audience.
All right, well, thank you so much for having us in here and taking a couple minutes to tell us more about the Performance Art Series, and we hope to see you this fall.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thank you.
So we're in the Kirby Art Study Center, which is in the Williams Center for the Arts building on the main campus. And this room actually serves two purposes. So right now there's an exhibit on display in these display cases called the New Carboniferous, which are carvings made out of carbon. And then the other purpose of this room is for research. So behind this glass wall here, we have a climate-controlled setting where we house our collections. So it's a very fancy.
Wild.
I know, it's really cool. And a lot of the collections will be used and displayed during the Lehigh 250 sort of exhibition tours, which celebrates both the college and its history, and then also the history of the country.
And are paintings that are here, I'm assuming, donated? Maybe some are purchased, or are they?
So some are donated, some are purchased by the college. And oddly enough, one of the stories that I've heard is that at one point, a lot of these paintings actually were sort of spread throughout campus, even in residence halls.
Oh, man.
And I know. And then I think somebody wise decided and kind of realized that perhaps not the best thing to have around for somebody to, you know, pull a prank on or kind of.
Yeah, I have to admit, this would be amazing in your frat house, but maybe not the safest place.
That's right. No, you know, exactly. That's right. So, so it's a really special place. And, you know, that's one of the beautiful things about the campus is that this is a space that you can sort of reserve to experience as the sort of public in Lehigh Valley, and our students can use it. And we actually have the artist coming next week. She's going to be doing a demo on carving with carbon. So that should be exciting. And that's actually in collaboration with the geology department. So another cool aspect of having sort of arts on campus is that you have all of these resources that you can collaborate with and really expand on, you know, what you're offering.
Wow, look at that. This is an iPhone.
I know.
Made out of coal.
Yep.
You want to get that in your stocking. Okay, so we're leaving the Williams Center for the Arts to head down to
Arts Campus.
Arts Campus. Sorry, we call it South Campus, where I'm from, at Moravian University. Yeah. But
well, yeah, so we don't like to use down and uphill here. So we call this the main campus. And then down, when we go down, it's going to be Arts Campus.
Does it just remind people that there's a huge hill?
I think it reminds me. So right. I try to kind of avoid that, especially since I navigate it a lot, you know, for meetings and stuff. But we're going to head over to Markle Deck, which is actually a parking deck that's free to our patrons when they come to events. So
that's handy. And it's right here. We're literally a 2-minute walk.
Just walking a little sort of brick lane to get to it. It's free and accessible. So if anybody's worried about parking, not something to be worried about here for sure.
And then I talked about affordability. I know for Lafayette students, shows are
free,
which is a good price.
Yes, Lafayette students are free. Any student that is non-Lafayette, so whether you're in high school or a different college, your ticket price would be $6 for the performance series. And then film screenings, workshops, and things like that are actually free.
Oh, that's great.
And then public tier tickets to our performance series are $33 a ticket. But again, film series and a lot of other things are either free or lower than that.
Right. And I mean, $33, let's be honest at this point, that's a pretty good price for, you know, and talking about some of the quality of some of these performers coming through.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Grammy nominated, Emmy nominated performers, world-class performers. Ty didn't mention this, but our sort of location in the Lehigh Valley puts us right in the center of where these artists are already kind of moving through between New York and Philly.
Didn't they call Easton the Little Apple?
Right. So a lot of these artists are sort of touring in this area, so we can kind of get them to stop here and offer, you know, their sort of acts at an affordable cost. So you're sort of experiencing world-class artists in Easton in a very accessible way.
That sounds great. All right, we're going to continue this down to the art campus.
Yes.
We'll catch you in a second. Lehigh Valley Health Network and Jefferson Health are joining together for better for you. They're leaders in healthcare, proudly coming together to shape the future of care. By combining their strengths, their expanded network offers you greater access to nationally ranked specialists, advanced technologies, and life-saving clinical trials informed by a renowned academic medical center. Jefferson and LVHN, stronger than ever for the future of healthcare. A quick thank you to this episode's sponsors, Wind Creek Event Center, Michael Bernardin with Remax Realty, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Banco Beverage Company, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course, our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you so much for allowing us to continue to bring these stories to you. We've made it to Arts Campus, kind of on the main level of Easton here.
Yes.
College Hill is way up there.
Considered part of downtown, actually.
Yes.
Our events are listed in the downtown sort of emails and on their downtown kind of venue map. So this is Buck Hall. This whole entire campus, Arts Campus, was built in 2016. Mm-hmm. So it was intended to be an extension of the sort of arts venues and also to bring us closer to the Easton community. It's conveniently located. You can sort of, if you sort of look down that way, there's the circle right there.
Center Square, yeah.
That's right. So really easy to sort of get here from downtown. 22 is right there, so you can actually see the building from 22.
And what goes on at Buck Hall?
So Buck Hall houses Landis Cinema, which is a 180-seat cinema where we do film screenings, and also houses Wise Theater, which is a flexible black box theater space.
Okay.
So the nice thing about this theater space, which is slightly different than the theater that we just visited at Williams Center for the Arts, is that it allows for maneuverability. So we can take the seating out and have a completely sort of black room, move the seating around.
Sure.
It allows for less conventional workshops or presentations.
That's kind of like the idea of a black box, right?
Is yes.
to be able to do some of that.
That's right, that's right. So this is the sort of lobby. Mm-hmm. We have the box office. There's an elevator right there that will take you down to the parking sort of area that's also free to patrons. We'll check out Landis Cinema, which is our screening space. So our film screenings happen here. Our film and media studies department presents their screenings here. So we have screenings on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
And what kind of, what are they showing? I mean, I guess you're just going to say that.
Yeah. So it's great. So this is our cinema space.
Man, like, you know,
you wouldn't think
I live,
here, right?
You know, I try to pretend that I know what I'm talking about in the Lehigh Valley. And it is wild when you're just like, yep, I've driven by here a million times.
Yeah, it's a gem. It really is a gem.
It's great. So yeah, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. What kind of film, what types of films are they showing?
So usually it's cinema with a capital C, meaning that these are films that you normally wouldn't see, like Blockbuster.
Sure, and that's great,
because
we know where to find those.
That's right. So something that's coming up this semester is the Palestinian film series, which is films that are directed by Palestinian directors.
Mm-hmm.
And it really brings a sort of different perspective, marginalized
Absolutely.
Voices. And then there's always a talk back, meaning you can come and then experience sort of conversation about what you saw. Something exciting that's going to happen here in October is our Monster Weekend.
Ooh, tell me more.
Yes. So we're having a screening of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay. That should be fun.
Yes, with props on Saturday the 19th of October. We're going to have National Theater live screening of Frankenstein on Sunday.
Like the original black and white one? Or
no, so it's actually National Theater Live is theater that is filmed and then presented in a screening.
Oh, okay. It might be even more interesting.
Yes. Right. So that's on Sunday, the 20th of October. And then to sort of make Monster Weekend a three-day event, on that Friday, we're going to have live theater presentation of Dracula by Push Theater. And that's up the hill in the theater that we just visited. So
Dracula,
3 days of
monsters. That's fun. It's
fun.
You know, I mean, I guess it must be kind of fun sometimes to let your hair down and do some of the just, hey guys, we have the space, but you know, there's still learning involved. You're still getting the culture out of it.
That's right.
But it's fun. It's
that's right. Yeah. I mean, and you know, arts and culture isn't all about sort of, you know, academia. It can be fun.
Believe
and
it or not.
Even Rocky Horror Picture Show is enriching.
Sure.
I'm not missing it. So this is open to the public. The screenings that are produced by theater or film. And
just check, like, go on to, I know we're going to talk about this at the end, but you know, I'm sure that these are all available online to see.
Yeah, so the best way, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, but the best way to find out about anything that's going on this campus is to visit our website, which is the-arts.lafayette.edu.
Okay.
And then right across the lobby, we'll go and sort of take a peek at our Black Box Theater. So right now it might feel like a little bit of a sneak peek into a sort of pre-production or mid-production because we don't have anything being set up right now.
Okay. We'll be understanding.
We'll see. I mean, I think the worst you'd see is like some scaffolding. So, you know, I don't want to.
Well, Black Box, I mean, I'm not the like theater genius, but aren't these a little bit becoming less prevalent?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, like it depends on how you try to facilitate this.
This is much bigger than I thought.
Yes. Okay, well. And so this is, you know, you can kind of see it's sort of.
Yeah, they're getting ready.
They
I
are.
Get it. Yeah.
Moving things around. We have our student productions in this space. A lot of our sort of theater workshops are done in this space. And then in the spring, we're actually going to have a performance series event in this space, which is a collaboration with Film and Media Studies. And it's Miwa Matreyek is the artist. And she does work that's sort of theater-based, but it uses her silhouette projected into the work. So it's a really interesting.
And I guess that's too, I mean, you know, I'm not talk down on any other theaters, but you do have kind of the advantage of being able to bring in some more avant-garde things you know, a commercial type theater might not be able to do.
Right. They might have sort of restrictions or perhaps not have that sort of scope of it being an experience for both learning sort of community and also sort of, you know, the experience.
It's almost like the public is getting lucky.
I'm just saying,
you know, it's like, hey, I get to sit in on a class almost,
Yeah. And we do that sometimes. Actually, last semester we opened up our film 101 screenings to the public.
It's great.
Yeah.
I just said how the public was lucky.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the college is lucky to have such an amazing city and amazing people around it and to be nestled into such a great community like College Hill for the most part. You know, for the most part of the campus is up there.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I mean, you touch on something that's really key. You know, sure, all of this is great for our sort of college campus to have, but the arts don't work in a silo, right? And the faculty, staff, and students here that can take advantage of this programming benefit from the sort of public and Lehigh Valley community coming and experiencing with them because it diversifies the sort of audience, it diversifies the sort of voice and the experience. So you know, I think it's reciprocal.
Yeah, to be in place, and a lot of the universities and colleges in the Lehigh Valley are great in that sense. They're a part of the community, part of the fabric, and Lafayette College is no different.
That's right, yeah. So definitely come and enjoy the spaces for sure.
For sure, and being said, we're gonna go through a couple more.
So what we'll do is we'll actually go down the elevator so you guys can kind of see the other entrance here. We'll go into Ahart Plaza. So you can kind of see it through this window space here. But this plaza here connects the two spaces. So right now we're in Buck Hall, and then we're going to head through Ahart Plaza into the Visual Arts Building where we have Grossman Gallery.
And you do some events there when the weather is nice? And...
Yeah, so Ahart Plaza was actually designed to be an outside presenting space. So yes, we've definitely had events there, and there's opportunity to have outdoor theater, outdoor dance. It's definitely something that...
Man, you're talking about parking too. Like, it's free to park, and you can park, I mean, provided you are coming to a show. Don't just park there.
Yeah, disclaimer.
And to be able to come up this elevator right there, like, can't really complain about that. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, I mean, the space, and you'll see, we'll be dumped right out into the parking garage. So even if it's raining, you're under a roof.
Man,
no umbrella.
Taking away all the excuses I have to go see theater, right?
No umbrella.
Not that I have it. I'm just saying.
It's... No, I know. It's true. Yep. So right here, we're sort of underneath Buck Hall now.
Yeah, right here.
And you see we have the sort of parking area here that's accessible.
That's nice.
Yep. And then this is Ahart Plaza. So it sort of sits right over the Bushkill.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's special. That's
I know. Cool. And the Bushkill is special to us, too. I mean, not just because it's a part of Easton, but also because it connects us to the Arch Trail. So Carl Sterner Arch Trail actually starts right across the street. And aside from physically being close to it, We're also a sort of really kind of connected to it because Jim Toya, who's the executive director of the trail, mm-hmm. is also director of community teaching here.
Okay.
And a lot of times the different events that we put on are actually combined. So any artists will kind of, this door doesn't always open, so we'll kind of walk through the atrium. So a lot of the programming that he puts on oftentimes will be connected. So we'll do the lectures and things for the events that, mm-hmm. you know, he's sort of booking there. So it's exciting.
This feels like a movie set.
I know. So this building houses Grossman Gallery and also all of our studio arts sort of spaces.
We're here with Rico Reyes, who is the director and curator of the Lafayette College Art Galleries. Thank you for welcoming us in. We appreciate it.
Oh, glad to be here. Thanks for coming.
Can you kind of tell us what goes on in here? Well, first of all, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I've only been at Lafayette for, I'm starting my fourth year.
Okay.
And I manage four programs. So that's the Williams Center Gallery, the Kirby Art Study Center, the Grossman Gallery, and the Art on Campus program, which means all the art around campus, the sculptures.
Which is fantastic. Yeah,
the sculptures, the paintings in the lobbies, so all of that.
Okay. Yeah. And we're in the Grossman Gallery now. Can you kind of walk us through a little bit and show us around?
Sure. So the Grossman Gallery is here in this building called the Williams Visual Arts Building. Mm-hmm. This is where all the studio art classes happen. So sculpture, photo, architecture, painting, drawing, did I miss something? Yeah, they all happen here. And the gallery here is directly in this building so that the students who are to take art classes and studio classes have access to the artists who show their work here. So let me show you this exhibit. So this one is called Fabulous You by our faculty professor, Sun Yu.
Oh man.
Yeah, so this is, Sun Yu is a new faculty. She was hired last year, and so this is her introduction to the Lafayette community, and we're collaborating on this exhibition together, co-curating. And so if you stand at one spot, she wants you to have an experience that the gallery is wearing a necklace.
That's okay.
And so when you scan, when you just stand in one spot and scan, it's like you can see that all the works of art adorns the space, like a necklace does on your neck.
And what are these pieces made out of?
So another thing that she added to the exhibition is that she wanted to be in conversation with artists that she likes and mm-hmm. you know, artists' friends, colleagues. And so she invited different artists from both the Lafayette community, the Eastern community, and in you know, the greater New York community and the East Coast, basically, to just really contribute to the conversation about her work and how they might relate to each other. Mm-hmm. So the on September 28th, we are having her artist talk where she'll be in dialogue with some of the artists in the show.
And that, I mean, we're gonna talk about that before we finish this episode, but I know that that is the start of the fall festival as well.
Yes,
Marta and
exactly.
I will talk more
yes.
about that in a minute.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so if you come closer, you know, like, she uses a lot of really interesting materials in her work. Mm-hmm. Mostly she's using store-bought sculpty clay, but she's kind of really tweaking it and making it as a painting material. So she considers these work paintings in a way, but they're also very object-like.
Very intricate.
Yes.
And again, I'm just with any gallery, you have a regular schedule of exhibits that would be coming through here.
So with the three exhibition spaces, most of them have about two or three exhibitions per semester.
Okay.
So there's two in the Grossman Gallery. So this is the first one, and the second one will be a student-based show. And then the next one will be in the spring, again, professional artist working in the area. So it would be Curly Ravert-Holton. Mm-hmm. And friends, and then it will be the honor thesis exhibition after that.
And can you talk about having a gallery or having just an arts program really mm-hmm. Connected with the community and why that's important and how that benefits maybe both sides?
Yeah, I mean, one of the big advantages for the community of having these galleries is that we're free. You're free to the audience, no tickets necessary. Just have to figure out when we're open, and we're usually open Tuesdays to Saturdays in this gallery from 10 to 5. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, come anytime. And on Thursday nights, we have a special community group who come to the space and do live drawing. Okay. And so that's another, you know, if you want to make art, you can definitely come and do that as well. And the real big advantage is that it's open to everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's really a way for you to just experience what is happening in the art world. You know, sometimes we'll have, you know, regional artists. Like last semester, we had an internationally renowned photographer, Susan Micellis. And so, you know, and she gave a workshop to students, and she gave a talk to the public, and she was able to interact with the different community members. So it was it's a real benefit for both Lafayette community and the greater community.
And, you know, we want to encourage people from Easton, if you're in downtown, walk down here, walk this way.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to align with a lot of Easton events, like the Friday events, or even just like the night stuff that happens in Easton. And so, yeah, I mean, please come down. We are, you know, again, we're open until 5, but then we do have special events during the semester.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for allowing us to pop in, and we'll hopefully be back and check some more out.
Yeah,
thank you. Marta, thank you for the tour of Lafayette College. I've been here many times, but never quite like this. It was funny, we started this off talking about how you can just come here to walk.
That's right.
And I think I'm gonna start doing that more.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful campus. Even those steps don't look as intimidating as they used to.
They don't. And we actually saw a couple kids running up them. So now
yes,
you have to show them.
Running
out.
Up them.
They were.
So
not even sweating.
It's amazing. So this is so much fun. We appreciate it. Want you guys to really take a deeper look at the Lafayette College, Arts at Lafayette College. And where can they find more information?
So you can go to the
To start it all over again.
You can go to the-arts.lafayette.edu. Mm-hmm. We always update that site with all of our events. You can learn about the Arts Festival that Rico mentioned, mm-hmm. starting on the 28th. You can learn about Monster Weekend, everything you saw up the hill, and we'd love to have you.
Thank you guys so much for joining us on this little tour, and we hope to see you on campus at Lafayette College.
All right, thanks, bye.
Lehigh Valley Health Network and Jefferson Health are joining together for better for you. They're leaders in healthcare, proudly coming together to shape the future of care. By combining their strengths, their expanded network offers you greater access to nationally ranked specialists, advanced technologies, and life-saving clinical trials informed by a renowned academic medical center. Jefferson and LVHN, stronger than ever for the future of healthcare.